The PIA is paying for the construction of a safety rail on about 3,400 feet of the Mitkoff Highway Coastal Trail along Libby Straits. It's an area where the bank drops off steeply. Tribal Administrator John Haverlick describes some of his frustration in dealing with the state, which built and owns the path. According to Haverlick, the Department of Transportation said that safety rail would cost nearly $1 million.
You know, I don't know how many of you have experience in putting up a three-rail railing, but $980,000 is a little high. We've been fighting for 3 years for that. They finally said we could build a project. We gave them $82,000 to design and engineer it, which we still think's a little steep because it's just three rails.
The addition of the railing will prevent a truck from plowing the path, so Haverlick said the state also required the PIA purchase a $160,000 snowblower and donate it to the local DOT crew. Haverlick said the state would not contract directly with the PIA, which offered to do the maintenance itself, but he said the state would give the city responsibility for maintenance of the path. Then he proposed the city could contract with the PIA, which would cover the costs and do the actual work. Haverlick said he wanted to keep the tribal government's money in Petersburg.
We were asking that the city, since the state won't contract with us directly to do the maintenance, that the city, as they have done on Main Street, Nordic, Sandy Beach Road, take over the maintenance of that, and then we would contract with the city, and we'll provide all the machinery and labor to do the maintenance on that permanently. If you'd like to do that, you know, that would let us do the project. I really don't want to pay the state any more money than I have to, because that's a loss to our community.
Also, Haverlick worried that if the PIA donated the snowblower to the state could turn around later and move it to a different town. This is the second time the issue came up for council discussion. No one from PIA spoke on the proposal when it first came up at a meeting early last month, citing concerns about future expenses. The council took no action then. That prompted an angry letter from Haverlick, who also faulted the city council for turning down an earlier PIA proposal to lease space for the police department at the newly purchased Elizabeth Paratovich building on 12th Street. In the December 16th letter, Haverlick wrote that he did not want to attempt future programs with the city. Haverlick took a much friendlier approach Monday night, but Councillor Bob Nilsson pointed out that the PIA's latest proposal was different than in December, and at first he still had some hard feelings about the letter.
You wrote a letter to the mayor and we all got a copy of it, and I'm pretty disappointed in the letter, but I'm not going to get into it, but I'm pretty disappointed with the wording of it. I'll just leave it at that. Thank you.
No problem. And again, you know, I want to reemphasize, PIA is, you know, we want to partner with the city to develop jobs and the city infrastructure, but this is a business. We're in it for, as a business, and to work with the city in a business manner. So, you know, just want you to know that that's our main goal.
Haverlick and the council were willing to give it a second try Monday. Lee Corio was one of the councillors who asked that the proposal be put on the agenda again.
I just want to say that I recognize some things about PIA and about the tribal community that constitutes between 15% and 20% of the citizens of this city, and that the role of the Native community in Petersburg historically has been strong and important, and I want to state my desire to see a better working relationship with PIA, and pledge my personal willingness and hopefully our council a willingness to work at dialoguing through things before they come to a place where there's confrontations.
Corio said he wanted to foster a stronger relationship with the PIA, and Councillor Melinda Hofstad called for better communication between the municipal and tribal governments.
Many of my closest friends are members of your tribe, and I've tried my best to represent them as a member of this council, and I want to work with PIA. I just want to let you know, because I think there was some miscommunication with this project. First of all, the action items in our budget and what the minutes say and what we have on this week's say something totally different. So there was very little communication to the members of the council about what this project actually entailed.
Hofstad said she was all for partnering with the PIA, and she commended the tribe for its work in the community, but she was concerned about taking over maintenance responsibility for a state-owned right-of-way. But as he went through the details of the proposal, Haverlick pledged that the PIA would provide the equipment, labor, and funding indefinitely.
We'll provide all the labor and the machinery, do it ourselves, and the only responsibility you have is to let us do it.
Haverlick won over the council, including Bob Nilsen, who said he had come to the meeting thinking he was not going to support the plan.
But I can change my mind, and I'm going to go along with it.
On a motion from Councillor Melinda Hofstad, the council voted unanimously to negotiate an agreement to take over maintenance responsibility of the path from the state and another agreement for the PIA to do the actual maintenance work. Those agreements will have to come back to the council for a final vote. The Mitkoff Highway Coastal Trail is one of several area projects that the Petersburg Indian Association has been contributing money to. Most recently, the PIA contributed $600,000 towards the paving of 7 miles of unpaved road out to the new South Mitkoff Ferry Terminal. In Petersburg, I'm Matt Lichtenstein.